welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Carrie Garrison, director of Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, about their Breakfast with Santa event.
You have an event coming up here this weekend. It's Breakfast with Santa, and this is the third year that you've done this. First of all, just tell us a little bit about that. What does that entail?
This Saturday, December 3rd, at Dyer Hudson Hall from 8 to 11, you can get the best pancakes around from the Kiwanis. Child can get a picture with Santa. There's games, there's crafts, there's also be some silent auction items. All the money will go back to the kids here at the center. Not really fundraising for anything in particular, but it all goes back to help the center grow, thrive, and continue to offer the child care and education that every child deserves.
As a part of this, you've had quite a few different donations. It happens out at Dyer Hudson, and as you said, Kiwanis makes breakfast, and quite a few things donated. I mean, this is a lot of community support coming to this event, right?
Yes, we couldn't do without community support. I've had a lot of local vendors, a lot of organizations within the community and without outside of the community. So that's just kind of where we would like to give back to the community as well. So giving a community event, it gets our name out there and lets people know that we're still here. But it also brings other kids. You know, you don't even have to be a Stepping Stone child to come and enjoy the day. You know, we just hope that grandparents, parents, just bring your kids out and have a great breakfast, great time together. And like I said, everybody loves Santa.
Can just say a little bit about what this fundraising really does for you guys. You said, you know, there's not a specific need that you're working on, but I mean, what kinds of things does this extra fundraising allow you to do that you otherwise wouldn't be able to?
This fundraiser allows us to keep our tuition, I think, at a fair cost. Everything's tuition-based. They pay for our salaries, our working overhead, our cost. It just allows us to purchase those things for our kids in our classroom to help our curriculum, promote stuff within our curriculum, stay with the trends. So those are things that we couldn't purchase without these help. Otherwise, we'd have to set our tuitions higher than we should. You know, we have a lot of working families that have multiple children here at the facility, so we do like to keep the cost down for our families.
A little bit more about the event. Obviously, people will be able to get pictures with Santa. You mentioned silent auction items and just a few. I mean, it's really a Christmas pointed event, right?
Yes, it really kicks off like the Christmas season. We do have silent auction items from scrapbooking to some books. We have an Omaha Zoo, Science Center of Iowa. We have quite a few golf outings. These are all items that were donated. It's just a family event. I mean, it's just a fun event. It kicks off the holidays. Like I said, I just hope everybody comes out, has a great time.
Could you remind us just one more time what the dates and times for this are?
Yes, it's this Saturday, December 3rd at Dyer Hudson Hall from 8 to 11. So hope to see everyone there.
Thanks again to Carrie Garrison. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLN.com.